Tonight is the eve of the feast of the Nativity of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, Wednesday, December the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island.
Of light. It's forming a round figure similar to a clock. Yes, it is a clock because there are numbers spaced around the circle. And now, from out of the darkness, there are two hands coming out of the sky, and the hands now are forming pointers. One, the large hand, is pointing to the 8, and the smaller hand is pointing to the 4. But now, the hands seem to be going wild. They're going around in a circle completely, very fast, and stopping abruptly on 4 and 8. Now the large hand is moving backwards and pointing to the number 6. 4, 6, 8. Now it's growing dark, and the clock, the figure is disappearing. It's evaporating like smoke from out of the sky. Now there's a beautiful light. It's very bright. It's clear like crystal, and it's so brilliant that I'm certain that I would surely lose my sight if I was much closer to it. Now, coming forward from this circlet of light, it's very brilliant, is Michael. Michael has on a long gown, a very brilliant white gown. Now, he's handing me something, and no, it's the scale. Michael is handing towards us the scale. My child, the balance is heavily to the left. Know you now that the warnings given in the past to prepare yourself are going to be proven to mankind as being a final warning through the Queen of Heaven and Earth, by the direction of the Eternal Father. The Queen of Heaven has come to you as a mediatrix from the Eternal Father.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is...
I, Michael, guardian of the faith, guardian of the house of God, admonish all pastors to prepare and make ready for the test. The world of man shall go through a crucible of suffering, a period of cleansing. All that is rotten shall fall, pointing over to his left side, our right side, and the trees are lighting up very brilliantly. It's very beautiful. And now just from beyond the tree on our right side, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, it's very beautiful. Our Lady looks so very petite and so young. I would say almost about 14 or 15 years of age, Our Lady looks. Yes, my child. Yes, I count it quite differently in your generation. Maturity was reached at an early age. Now Our Lady is going over across the sky to Michael. And now she's motioning to Michael up high in the sky. And Michael now is taking the spear. There was a spear extended over by his right shoulder. And he's placing the spear over his head, high into the sky. Observe, children of God, what is to come. Upon mankind, a generation that has given itself to all manners of sin of the flesh.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Coming from the sky is that terrible light of orange fire.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Observe, my child, the ball of redemption. It's a terrible sheet of fire. It's a huge ball of fire that's spinning at a tremendous speed, and it's hurling itself down towards us. The smoke and the debris and the powder and the film that's coming from it is so choking and stagnating. Oh. Now Michael is placing his finger to his mouth to listen. Hasten, hearken, and listen. The message from heaven is going throughout your world. The Queen of Heaven, your mother, has come to your to bring you the admonition from heaven. Each man shall accept or reject this message in his free will. The sheep shall be separated from the goats. Rome, eternal city, the light is dim. Rome, haven for heretics and all manners of abomination. Shall you not cleanse yourself before the Eternal Father places his hand upon you in chastisement? You have opened your door to all manner of evil spirits. Holiness and piety. Man of God, you must wear your garments of purity, dedication, and piety. What manner of foul deeds do you perform for the destruction of your sheep? For what? Material gain and pride and arrogance. You shall be cast into the abyss. Rank shall give you no advantage when you come over the veil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
You must work now with great speed. The future is now. Do not be concerned of the acceptance or rejection of the message, my child. You must continue on a steady course. Now a lady is coming forward. She's smiling. Veronica, my child. You shall and you are being given a great test. You must retire more in quiet solitude. Your spirit will be more at peace. Do not be concerned, my child, of the message of the 27th of September. Surely those who know me and are my own shall recognize me. Those who have set themselves as enemies to my son, they will reject the truth for fear of exposure. Do not be concerned, my child, but continue to send out the message.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
thee. Each man has a covenant with his God, my child. Each man has a responsibility for his soul and the souls of all whom he has given charge of. You must write again to the cardinals in Rome, my child. Give them the warning, for one shall be removed in the coming year. And unless you pray for him, my child, my children, he will fall into the darkness and the pit of damnation. His death will come suddenly without warning. No, my child, I do not wish you to reveal his name at this time. When he is removed, my child, another shall replace him, far worse than he in his state of soul. All things, my child, shall come to pass as given in your messages. It would be best for all to read all of the past messages from heaven. They will come together and make one general compilation of the message from heaven. Yes, my child, many shall be tested in the days ahead. You must all, my children, fortify your souls with grace. Graces are given freely for the asking. Come, seek, and you shall find the way. My son is the way and the light. Will you not console his sorrowing heart at your tabernacles throughout your earth? He grows lonely. He is forgotten by many.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, Jesus carries the cross.
The few who attend the sacrifice, the holy sacrifice, my child, the few are the true of heart. The many come with all manners of abominations in their hearts. My son's house has become not a temple of prayer, but a house of diversions, abominations, and a gathering place for all demons. You must enter my pastures, Michael, into your houses, your churches. It is urgent. He is the guardian of your faith. You must re-enter him now into your churches. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my pastors. You do not know what is fast approaching upon you. Pastors, leaders of our sheep, my son begs you to listen now while there is time. The red hats have fallen. The purple hats are being misled. Take the blindness from your heart. You shall not be obedient to sin and heresy, my children. Shall you honor man before your God? Shall you honor man and dishonor your God? Woe, I say unto you, my children, the day will come when you shall stand to be judged, and shall man come forward and give you the grace to enter into the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven? No! You shall be claimed by the Prince of Darkness and cast into the pit. The eternal fires of damnation shall claim all who do not repent of their sins. Now, many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. My children, I come to you on the eve of this day that you have given to my son, and the joyful occasion of his coming to your earth. He came, I lived in poverty of worldly goods, but graced with much light of spirit. My children, recognize and separate from your lives that which destroys your soul and that which strengthens your soul. You must not succumb to the web being spun by Satan. There is, my children, a conspiracy of great evil now throughout your world. There are clusters, groups of evildoers, even in the houses of my son, the churches. When my son's church and the world become as one, know that the end is at hand. The gates of hell, the prince of darkness, the evil accelerates by his command because he knows that his time is growing short. Hasten, my children, to send out the message with great speed. The warning approaches. My child, the warning is not the chastisement, but the beginning, my child, of the sorrow of sorrows. You must not speculate on dates. I have often told you why, my child, to avoid speculation of dates. The good books, your true revelations in your Bibles must be kept and preserved. The forces of the Antichrist seeks to remove all true knowledge from among you. Know, my children, that these forces of the Antichrist do their work by capturing the spirit, the bodies of men, women, and children. However, you must know that 666, my children, is the large force of Satan. Six is for the six who are coming, five being present, and the six on his way. Six is for the 6 days of suffering, and six is for the six who shall be punished and chained forever in hell. Powers and principalities gathered for war. Rome, the eternal city, what manner of fate do you give yourself? Tears and blood, sorrow, no joy but darkness, darkness of the spirit. The forces, the red forces, my children, shall spread throughout Rome. Can you not pray and do penance to hold back the darkness? Pastors, you must now do great penance. Get down on your knees. Humility. Humility, my pastors. Holiness and piety. Tradition. What are you building among yourselves but a church of man? Eliminating my son in the light. Bishops, awaken from your slumber. I repeat, my children, my bishops, shall you be obedient to sin? Shall you unite and destroy your faith? Shall you compromise your faith with the ultimate destruction of souls? My son gave you your faith. He gave you the course, a simple plan to follow. He gave you your first leaders. They wrote down the plan from heaven into your Bible. Every man seeks novelty, interpreting for his own satisfaction. All manner of delusion and complication. Novelty for what? For the ultimate destruction of your faith? Sheep running and scattering. Churches closing their doors. Why? Because you have replaced the light with darkness. Oh, my children, what words can I give to you in addition to bring you out of your slumber? As in the time of Noah, you close your ears. Sodom and Gomorrah, you close your ears and your heart. Only a few shall be saved. Many are called, but few are chosen. The road to to the eternal kingdom of the Father is a narrow one, my children. Once you leave, it is most difficult to return. Keep your armor upon you, my children. Do not listen to the scoffers who seek to remove your armor from you. Your sacramentals have been given for a reason. You will need them, my children. Without them, you will leave the road to heaven. Without them, you shall enter into darkness. And without them, you shall be blind to the truth. You must have the bread of life within you, my children. Comfort my son, and he shall comfort you in the days ahead. Reject him, and you shall be rejected by the eternal Father. For none shall come to the kingdom of heaven but through my son and his leadership. There are no gods, my children, upon your earth. There is but one God. You have set up many gods to worship upon your earth, even seeking to make man a god. Can you not remember how the gates of heaven were closed to you? Why? Because of pride and arrogance. And listening to the voice of evil. Your first parents, my children, listened to this voice and fell and succumbed to the evil. I understand, my children. I know what lies in the hearts of mankind. They do not give your children the knowledge of your first parents, Adam and Eve. They do not give your children the knowledge of the existence of hell. Can you not understand, my children, why? Without this knowledge, they shall sin, and sin shall become a way of life. My voice has gone throughout your world now, my children. That gives you less time now to prepare. You will keep a constant vigilance of prayer. Each man and woman and child of the age of reasoning must now be disciples of the Eternal Father. You have a responsibility to your brothers and sisters of the world. If you have gathered your graces and feel assured of your worthiness to enter the kingdom of the Eternal Father, then you must, with your grace, work doubly hard, my children, to save your brothers and sisters. Even one soul shall bring much rejoicing in heaven with the recovery of one soul, my children. Now our lady is taking her rosary from her waist, and she's holding the gold crucifix out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as my son blesses you in the Father and in the Spirit. Continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Much penance will be necessary now to hold back the darkness. I bless you, my children, and give to you through the merciful heart of the Eternal Father great powers of cure and conversion. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is going backwards, up beyond the tree, and she's there pointing down now. Oh, no, my child, I am not leaving. I am over here with you for the evening. Now Michael is coming down again, high from the sky, and he's standing by Our Lady's right side. He's holding the balance in his right hand now and the sphere in his left. Michael, I can't see his features, but I have a deep sense of sorrow. He's not happy. Now his voice is booming, oh, very loud. It could almost hurt your ears, but for the grace of God. Whoa, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth, as in the time of Noah, as in the time of Sodom, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Now Michael is motioning over to his left side. Now Lady now is going up further into the sky, and the clock is appearing again, that huge round clock. And now the hands are pointing to 4 and 8 again, and they're beginning to turn very fast. Very fast, and then now both hands are stopping on the number 12. Now Michael is booming again. Whoa, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth. The hour has struck. My child, do not be affrighted. You are prepared. My children are prepared. All who are of well spirit shall have no reason to fear. Continue now, my children, with peace of heart. Veronica, my child, you must now read the photographs carefully, but I must caution you, there are others who are making novelties of their cameras. It was not given for that reason. The camera must be blessed. Satan has much power over mechanical implements. However, all that are blessed by me, my children, shall not fall into Satan's power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
A beautiful crown covering the whole sky. It was a golden crown, pointed in sections, a very regal crown. Oh, and now the sky is getting very bright, and all Jesus is coming forward to the sky. Oh, there are lights now. There are lights streaming out from Jesus. The lights are going in all directions. And coming down, streaming down now over by Our Lady's statue. It's a most beautiful, beautiful sight. Oh, the whole sky is covered by these streams of smoky, bright light. There's no human way I can explain it. My child, you have explained it quite well. No human words could describe or satisfactorily explain many secrets of heaven. The lights you see, my children, are graces. Graces that are given in abundance for the asking. Now Jesus is placing both of his hands out in front of him. It's quite windy because his cape is blowing behind him. What can I say at this time? How can I promise further reprieves for an unrepentant generation? How many warnings are given to mankind to go unheeded? Oh, my children, if I could just cast away the darkness and allow you to look into your future, the future that you have forced to be now. What was to happen in the future shall be now.
I shall say anew, there will be the time that you will be given to great trial. Your world shall be bathed in blood. Your world shall go through a great crucible of suffering. The Eternal Father does not seek to bring fear into the hearts of his children. He sends you an admonition that must be heeded. The Eternal Father has watched and found that you are wanting. The world shall not be completely destroyed. That promise was given, and that promise shall be kept. However, all that is rotten will fall. Many shall die in the great flame of the bowl of redemption. Amen, amen, I say to you, what has been written must come to pass. Much that will take place now in your generation had been planned, my children, for the future. But through your arrogance and pride, you have rose high above what the Eternal Father has given to mankind as a goal. You seek to invade the realms of heaven. You seek to set up a kingdom of man. And what have you given to yourselves but a kingdom of darkness and sin and all manner of abominations? Do not fall into error, the error and fallacy that all will be saved without effort and without merit. It is a fallacy. There is heaven, there is hell, and there is a place of purging. You must be clean, cleansed of all sin. Your garments, many shall wash in blood to cleanse them. But pray that is the blood of the Lamb. Amen, amen, I repeat to mankind, you must awaken from your slumber and delusion. When your world enters into my church and you seek to set up man as an idol to worship, know that the sword shall be placed down upon you. Hasten, hearken, and listen, for the time is growing short. Soon, words will not be sufficient. The Eternal Father commands great penance for mankind at this time. You hold the balance, my children. You will keep a constant vigilance. All manner of diabolical temptations shall be set upon those who are destined to become the children of their God in the eternal kingdom. As you travel on the narrow road to the kingdom, do not slacken, do not let down your guard, for you will find that the closer you approach the eternal kingdom, the more you will be attacked by Satan. In his frustration, my children, to claim your soul, he will send all manner of aggressors to you. So watch and pray much. Pray that your children do not become victims. I bless you all, my children. I give you in faith all graces for your conversion and cure. First, the cure of the spirit. And then, my children, the cure of your bodies. But first, the cure of your spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this. He's turning to his right side, over on our left. He's extending his hand out now, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's going over, and Michael is coming down now from high in the sky. It's like he's coming out from behind a shield of a cloud. And Our Lady now is also next to Michael, and she's standing over by Jesus' now right side. Now Jesus is extending his hand out. He's over on our right side now and placing his hand out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now it's growing quite dark over on the right side. And Our Lady is going with Michael. She's coming over high above the statue. And she's extending her hands out in front of her like this. Our Lady is standing with her arms out. It's almost a posture of pleading. Listen, my children. Do not reject the warnings being given to you. You cannot count the time left on two hands. Hasten and listen and act upon these warnings. And now Our Lady is reaching down and she's taking out her rosary, the beautiful large white rosary with the golden Our Father. And now she's extending the rosary, the whole rosary, including the crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is he has on this burgundy cloak, and he's placing it now across the front of his chest and nodding. You will continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. You will understand very soon why I have come and given you this warning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us.